None of my men has fought on shipboard, he told me, so they must learn. You might be young, Uhtred, but you have experience, which means you know more than they do. So go and teach them. Me? No more than his men? I had sailed in Windviper, that was all, but I had never fought from a ship, though I was not going to tell Alfred that. Instead, I accepted his gifts and went south to the coast, and thus he had tucked away a pawn that might one day be useful. To Alfred, of course, the most valuable pieces on the board were his bishops, who were supposed to pray the Danes out of England, and no bishop ever went unfed in Wessex. But I could not complain, for I had a coat of mail, a helmet of iron, and looked like a warrior. Alfred loaned us horses for our journey, and he sent Father Willibald with us, not as a guardian this time, but because he insisted that his new ship's crews must have a priest to look after their spiritual needs. Poor Willibald. He used to get sick as a dog every time a ripple touched a ship. But he never abandoned his responsibilities, especially toward me. If prayers could make a man into a Christian, then I would be a saint 10 times over by now. Destiny is all. And now, looking back, I see the pattern of my life's journey. It began in Bebbanburg and took me south, ever southward, until I reached the farthest coast of England and could go no farther and still hear my own language. That was my childhood's journey. As a man, I have gone the other way, ever northward, carrying sword and spear and axe to clear the path back to where I began. Destiny. The spinners favour me. Or at least they have spared me, and for a time, they made me a sailor. I took my mail coat and helmet in the year 874, the same year that King Burgred fled to Rome, and Alfred expected Guthrum to come in the following spring, but he did not, nor in the summer, and so Wessex was spared an invasion in 875. Guthrum should have come, but he was a cautious man, ever expecting the worst, and he spent a full 18 months raising the greatest army of Danes that had ever been seen in England. It dwarfed the great army that had marched to Redingham, and it was an army that should have finished Wessex and granted Guthrum's dream of slaughtering the last Englishman in England. Guthrum's host did come in time, and when that time came, the three spinners cut England's threads one by one until she dangled by a wisp. But that story must wait, and I mention it now only to explain why we were given time to prepare ourselves. And I was given to Heyhengel. So help me, that was the ship's name. It means archangel. She was not mine, of course. She had a shipmaster called Werfeth, who had commanded a tubby boat that had traded across the sea before he was persuaded to steer Heyhengel, and her warriors were led by a grim old beast called Leofric. And me? I was the turd in the butter churn. I was not needed. All Alfred's flattering words about me teaching his sailors how to fight were just that, mere words. But he had persuaded me to join his fleet, and I had promised him a year, and here I was in Hampton, which was a fine port at the head of a long arm of the sea. Alfred had ordered 12 ships made, and their maker was a shipwright who had been an oarsman on a Danish boat before escaping in Francia and making his way back to England. There was not much about ship fighting that he did not know, and nothing I could teach anyone. But ship fighting is a very simple affair. A ship is a scrap of land afloat. So a ship fight is a land fight at sea. Bang your boat alongside the enemy, make a shield wall, and kill the other crew. But our shipwright, who was a cunning man, had worked out that a larger ship gave its crew an advantage, because it could hold more men, and its sides being higher would serve as a wall. And so he had built 12 big ships, which at first looked odd to me, for they had no beast heads at their prows or sterns, though they did all have crucifixes nailed to their masts. The whole fleet was commanded by Ealdorman Hacker, who was brother to the Ealdorman of Hamptonshire, and the only thing he said when I arrived was to advise me to wrap my mail coat in an oiled sack so it would not rust. After that he gave me to Leofric,